Morning, Jasmine speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
Yes, I'm doing just great. I'm just calling to see about your services here. I am a provider for my dad, and we're just looking into a different company.
Okay. What county is your dad residing in?
St. Charles.
What's your name?
My name is Tavana Johnson.
Tavana, T-O-V-A-N-A?
No, Tavana, T-R-E-V as in Victor, O-N-N-A.
And you said you were in St. Charles? Okay, I got you. Yes, I'm registered yes. in St. Charles. I can assist you. How can I help you today?
Okay, so I just saw here, I just wanted to see some of the options you offer. I see you have the paid time off and holiday pay as well.
What are you looking at, honey?
I'm sorry, I'm online. It's just not your services here.
Are you looking at deluxe home care?
It says the home care agency.
Right. So this is Deluxe Home Care. We're licensed in the state of Missouri, and we're qualified to participate in the CDS program almost in the whole entire state. So the benefits to the caregivers are if you work through a holiday, you get time and a half.
Okay.
Anything over 40 hours is overtime. You get paid once a week every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for, like, let's say any type of additional benefits, they have what's called the AFLAC insurance that you get to pick the policies of your choice. But you have to pay for that. They provide the service, but you pick your policy.
Okay. Do you guys offer so right now we kind of clock in over the phone. I'm not sure what type of service you may have.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same HHA system. Everyone has to follow the same system. It's an HHA system. So if you're familiar with it, it's kind of the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then also, like, as far as receiving my pay statements, how would I receive it? Would you guys do it online or?
Yeah, you can do your pay stubs online. You could download them, print them out. Absolutely. You have access to your pay stub through the HHA portal.
Okay, that's great. That's great to hear. Okay. So my dad gets services 7 days a week.
7 day care plan? Okay. What's your dad's first and last name?
His first name is Donald. D-O-N-A-L-D.
Last name?
Robinson. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
And you're Johnson, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Donald's date of birth?
10-4-1955.
You said 10-04-55?
Yes.
And address?
Address is 510 Rascal Crossing.
Rascal, like Old Little Avenue. Rascals?
Yes.
Rascals, so it's 510 Rascal Avenue?
Crossing.
Crossing, okay. City and state?
O'Fallon, Missouri, 63366.
63336?
Six. No,
63366. Got it. And a good number to reach, Mr. Donald?
314-568-6299.
And Trevano, what's a good number to reach you?
Same.
He doesn't have his own phone?
No.
Okay. All right. And his Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN.
Okay. So just a moment here. I don't have that offhand. I just was calling just to get information. We've been talking about it.
Okay.
Just over the past month of changing. We've been with one company for a long time. And it seems as though they've had some change of hands. And it's a little different.
It's okay, Trevana. You're not binded to any agency. You could get up and go at any time. So that's good that you're looking around. So I asked you for the Medicaid ID number because I have to go into the system to check his active care plan. I also open up the care plan to tell you where there's wiggle room to get increased if you need it before we put in the provider change request. So if you know his social, I can find him through his social.
Yes, I know that.
What is it?
It is 496-604-835.
So that's 496-604-835.
Yes.
Date of birth is 10-4-55.
Correct.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me go to another system, see if I can get his Medicaid ID number for you, okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Please hold. All right, I got his Medicaid ID number. I'm just going to have you write it down along with some other information. And I'm going to go ahead and open up his Medicaid, see what you guys got. 1 second.
Okay, give me just a moment here. Let me grab a pen and paper. Okay, whenever you are ready.
His Medicaid ID number is 168-10302.
Okay, yes. I just didn't want to guess it, but I figured that was okay. I deal with it so much, I forget about it sometimes.
We're going to open up his care plan. We're going to see what he has, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
I'm sorry, what's the name of this?
This is Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care, okay.
So you got 365 units, 356 mm-hmm. units, sorry, with a Lara mm-hmm. caring, right?
Yes.
You got wiggle room for growth here, a lot.
Okay.
Now, I can digest his care plan and go over it with you in details. And when we call the mm-hmm. state, we can ask for a unit increase if you feel that you have enough time on his care plan or if you need more time. Do you feel like you need more time?
I do, because I'm going to say, because he is, and let me just explain, he is permanently disabled on one side. He had a stroke, and so he can't do anything. He can't do anything on his own. Everything I have to do.
Okay. Well, that's enough. All right? So this is what Alara should be doing with you. They should be opening up his care plan based on his needs and his disabilities. They need to be digesting the care plan because it is made to be modified along with his needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go over it with you. All right.
Yes.
So dressing and grooming, you got 30 minutes every day. It takes a lot more to dress and groom somebody. Yes. So
yes,
I want you
do.
To write down dressing and grooming. You need a unit increase. And we're not going to say you, him, because the state doesn't want to know what you want. They want to know what he needs. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So dressing and grooming unit increase. Bathing, they gave you an hour, 4 days a week. Does he not bathe every day?
He does.
Okay, so you need a day increase in bathing because he bathes every day. Right now, they only paying you for 4 days out of the 7 days to bathe him.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant with toileting, they gave you 10 minutes every day. I'm sure he uses the toilet more than once, and it takes more to get someone ready in and out of a toilet. So you need a unit increase in assisting with toileting. Medications, they give you 5 minutes every day to sort them out and hand them to him. You're not responsible mm-hmm. to put them in his mouth. You're not even allowed to do so. You, because you're his daughter, you can. But they're not mm-hmm. going to pay you to go any further than that. So with the list of medications that he has, does it take you more than 5 minutes to bring out his medications, get him ready, prompt him, and give it to him? Or is 5 minutes sufficient?
I would say about 15, because...
So then you need you need a unit increase on medication, because it takes you much longer than 5 minutes to sort through his meds, put them together, and prompt him to take it. Do you understand? You need to use the language that I'm telling you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Mobility and transferring. They only gave you 15 minutes every day to transfer him, move mm-hmm. him around the house, turn him, assist him. That's too little. You need more time for mobility and transferring, okay?
Yeah,
you need a unit increase. Making his bed. They gave you 5 minutes 6 days a week. First of all, you make his bed 7 days a week, and it takes you more than 5 minutes. So you need a day and a unit increase on making his bed. You see right there where I've already gotten, if they increased it by 15 minutes per task, I've already uh-huh. gotten you over an hour and a half worth of more money. Just by these simple tweaks.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, changing linen, they only mm-hmm. gave you 10 minutes once a week. Tell him that you need a unit and day increase because you change his linens daily because he has accidents, leaks.
Yes, yes.
Things happen when you're turning him and moving him around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Tidying and dusting, they gave you 10 minutes once a week. You need a day and unit increase because your father needs his environment sterilized and clean. And tidying and dusting 10 minutes once a week mm-hmm. is not enough. Now, is your laundry in the home? Do you do laundry for him inside the home? They gave you 60 minutes once a week, meaning they only gave you an hour once a week. That's not enough time. To do linens, his personal clothes, fold them, dry them, put them away. You need a unit and day increase in laundry because it takes 60 minutes alone to dry the clothes. That's not including washing. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Essential correspondence. That means reading his mail, sending out emails, returning mail. Mm-hmm. They only gave you 30 minutes once a week.
And it takes me a lot more time because I've been out here searching for someone else other than yourself.
So basically, you need a unit and a day increase for essential correspondence because he gets a lot of mail. He distributes a lot of funds. He pays out a lot of bills. He sends out emails. So you need to be on top of that. It takes you a lot more than that. Now, that's the only thing that you have on his care plan. I don't see here anything prepping meals, washing dishes. I don't see any of that. Do you live in the household?
Yes, and I do all of that for him because he can't do any of that. He's paralyzed.
I don't see cleaning bathroom. So you should...
And he's in the wheelchair.
Cleaning equipment because the wheelchair sometimes gets dirty. Yes. Okay, so I want you to put add... And you're going to tell them, I want a unit and day increase. Once you finish going through all of this in details, you're going to tell them, and we need additional support. I need time to clean his wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I need time to clean his dishes. I need time to prep his meals. Does he have high blood pressure? Or diabetes?
Yes, he's on a blood pressure medicine. They keep his medicine down, yes.
Does he have diabetes too?
No.
Tell them because of his dietary restrictions and high blood pressure, his meals are cooked mm-hmm. separately.
Yes, they are.
There, you see the language we're utilizing, young lady?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's going to get you a whole 7 hours worth.
Okay. Okay.
In addition to what you already have.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Is there anything else that you feel that you need for him that you're not getting right now? We just added three things.
Yes. Transportation time because when
you don't got transportation time here. You need to add that. Uh-huh. Tell them we're requesting essential transportation. Uh-huh. My dad has errands to run to the banking, picking up prescription meds, doing grocery shopping, running errands. You need time for that.
Yes, and I even take him out take him out.
Yeah, well, you could be clocking in and off of that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So now we're going to get to the nitty gritty, okay? So now that we reviewed the care plan, now I want you to write the specific things down, okay? We're going to call seniors and disabilities. One, mm-hmm. put number one, put you want a provider change. First and foremost, we want to get out of Ilara Caring. You want to provide a change to Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is D-E-L-U-X-E.
Okay.
That's the first thing we're doing.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. Mm-hmm. And my name is Jasmine. That's 314-501-2508. And my name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Okay.
Second, Mr. Donald needs a unit and day increase. When they ask you, what do you need specifically changed in his care plan? Everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
We need everything increased. And we need to add additional support. Wheelchair, dishes, meal prepping, or whatever else you could think of. Oh, essential transportation.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to ask to speak to your dad because your dad has to verbally give them permission to speak to you. Is your dad with you?
Yes, but I can. Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh. Tell him that you're going to call the state to make some changes to the care plan and add more time, that they're going to ask for his permission to speak to you just to say yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Do you have any questions before I transfer this call to seniors and disabilities?
Can you provide me the number before we are transferred?
It's 168-103-02. It says Medicaid ID. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you got to confirm it along with everything else, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry. What is it?
106-103-02. Yeah, that's the number that you need to get. Yeah, that's the number that we're going to need to get through to a worker. Uh-huh. So just give me a minute. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and we're going to get state on the line, all right?
Okay, yes, ma'am. One moment. I'm just asking what state number just in case we get disconnected.
If we get disconnected, I'll call you back, but it's the 866-835-3505. It's seniors and disabilities.
Okay. 3535. Okay. Let me get
close. Trevana, give me 1 second while I get you a state worker on the line, all right? Please hold.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh.
You're next, Trevana.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We have...
Hello, hi.
Someone else.
I'm calling regards for my dad. Yeah.
All right, and what's your name? Yes.
My name is Trevana Johnson. I'm the provider.
And you said this for your dad?
Yes.
Trevana? Is that your name? Johnson?
Yes. T-R-E, V as in Victor, O-N-N-A.
Okay. And what's a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
314-568-6299.
Perfect. And what is your dad's name and date of birth?
Yes. Donald Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-4-1955.
All right. So how can I help?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I am calling, first of all, because I would like to do a senior provider change, and I need to do some updates and increase in his plan.
So you want to do a provider change, so a care plan change, increase, and a provider change.
Yes, a provider change to Deluxe Home Care, yes.
Deluxe, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second. And do you have the phone number for Deluxe Home Care?
Yes, that is... 314-501-2508, and the person I spoke with was Jasmine.
Okay, and it was 314, correct?
Yes.
Area code, okay. All right. And what other changes would you like to make?
Okay. So my dad is right here if you need to speak with him and give authorization. Hold on one second. Oh, yes. Here. This is a care services. Just giving him. They want your permission to speak to me.
Okay. You can speak to Shivani.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. And your name's Donald?
Donald Robinson.
Okay. All right. And Trevana is your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm needing is, first of all, a provider change, and also I need additional support for him due to his what needs, you know, his daily needs every day. I need a unit day, an increase for his bathing, dressing, unit day increase just for his everyday, like cleaning his wheelchair, his doing his dishes, dietaries, because he has a specific meal restriction due to the medication that he's on. His meals are separately done. His medication increase for a unit, bathing and toilet assisting. He has, we need to increase that, the unit increase, especially with him bathing and dressing and toilet assistance. It takes me longer than 5 or 10 minutes a day.
Okay. So all the personal care tasks.
Yes, ma'am. All of it. I need a unit increase on all of those, especially bathing.
Okay.
I bathe him 7 days a week. They have me down for 4. I do his dishes and everything every day, meals every day.
Okay.
His medication.
What has changed in is his circumstances that makes him need more assistance?
Well, he's paralyzed on the left side of his body, so he's not using that side anymore. So, you know, as he should, it has not been changed. It's just that it's missing, because I even told him this when they came out for the state. This is, I have to do all of these tasks. He can't do any of these on his own.
Okay. So I'll just explain that in this request.
Yes, he is paralyzed and he has a gait belt that he wears. He needs all full assistance.
Okay. All right. And the phone number you gave, is that the best number to reach him at?
Yes, 314-568-6299.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And also, ma'am, with his daily, go ahead.
So what's his address?
510 Rascal Crossing, O'Fallon, Missouri, 63366.
All right. Is that the mailing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what county that's in?
In St. Charles.
All right. So I have his primary language as English. Does he have any special communication needs, such as seeing, hearing, reading, speaking, or writing?
His speech is sometimes slurred, so a lot of times that's why I communicate for him.
So speech.
With him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And I think you were going to explain something else.
Yes, ma'am. So his day, tidy and dusting, all of that, I do that on a daily basis, along, like I said, with, because he messes up a lot, especially with his making his bed. I have to do that on a daily throughout the day, because sometimes he can soil himself. So I need an increase unit in that. Also with his transportation, I don't know if it's on there or not. I transport him, you know, like to the bank or to the store or, you know, just in different errands and events. I do transport him. I don't even see that on there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I could definitely put that in there. All right. I mean, I kind of give a brief explanation of what he needs, but a specialist will contact you and go over, you know, the needs in more depth, and they'll be able to let you know what they can increase for him. Now, it will be 21 to 31 business days before a specialist reaches out on this request, and that is due to the current caseload. So is there anything else I can help with?
Okay. You said 20 to 31 days, and then I'm asking for the to transfer it to deluxe home care?
Yes. So we're doing a provider change along with an increase, correct?
Yes.
So we did, I did put that in there as well, and the specialist will work the whole request at the same time.
Okay.
And we do encourage you to continue using the current agency until the change can be made.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, so I'm going to transfer you to a recorded message that will explain the next step of the care planning process.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. You have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes.
All right, Trevana, you did really well. All right. So now we sit and
Thank you.
We wait for the state to catch up to this request. They're going to call your dad.
Okay.
Your dad has to confirm all these changes. So just review it with him. Let him know what's the goal. All right.
Okay.
What else? Give me 1 minute because I'm going to transfer you to Ms. Becky so she could further assist you onto the hiring process. All right.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Please hold. Oh, welcome to Deluxe Home Care. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call me.
Well, thank you so much because you were just on it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Trevana. Welcome on board, okay? Please hold.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.